broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. 818. What's the? What's your, is that a nameplate or what is that? What's that say?
That is something.
Sports Recovery Radio.
This is something that our friend and building owner Bill Kanapke, whose birthday is today,
Happy birthday,
happy birthday, baby. Gave us about the second year we were here.
Music, nice. Sports, and that's nice.
It is nice.
Impressive. Maybe
we don't have a real good place to put.
Just can't
it.
See.
Do
it.
Do you have a good suggestion on where to put it?
No,
me either. It's here.
It's a good place for it, yeah.
Yeah, except it's been here for 5 years, and you just noticed it. But
just saying it.
But there isn't a
I'm
good
not very
place
smart.
To put it. Well, not. But I don't know any place to put it where it's noticeable. And
happy birthday, Bill Kanapke.
Yep,
Billy, great guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. That get our rent lowered any or no?
Hopefully. Yep.
Down, all right.
Down, perfect. Down 78 cents to
78 cents. That guy on the other side of this microphone is Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing good, Bobby. How about you?
I am doing wonderful. We got a great show tonight. We got the seniors coming in.
Ooh.
I already got one of them, the very pretty Brooklyn Wyrick is here.
Yep.
And
seniors of what? Which sports?
She's a bowler.
Yep. Bowler.
And we're going to talk about her unbelievable career.
Great season.
And great tournament run. We're going to talk Indian basketball, which come to a crashing halt Wednesday at Upper Center Valley.
Ah.
A game that it was back and forth. It was intense. I thought Upper had a nice crowd there. I thought it was an intense game. I really liked that.
One after three.
Yep, down one after three. We got a 3-point lead, I think, in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Got a steal, went down to try to up our lead, and I think they either turned over Briggs or he missed a layup or something. And three, and then they come down and hit another three. And oops.
Yep. Yeah, somewhere in there.
Floodgates open.
Briggs, he goes in and makes these crazy shots that go in.
Yep.
And I think he got pushed a little bit, but it didn't get called.
Right.
But, happens a lot. So.
Absolutely. So Indian season ends at 7-16 and probably not what we was after. And we'll talk to some of the seniors as they come in tonight and get their take on the season and what their future holds and what our Indian future holds is we got some good young kids coming up.
We do. We do. And there was a lot of them that got some playing time. About midseason, Bobby made some movements, and some freshmen got a lot of playing time, and they look pretty impressive.
Well, the Bargy kid was probably our best player the last couple games. I mean, one of our better players.
Yeah.
And I really like that kid. I think he's going to do nothing but work his butt off. Same with Breaker Judy.
Breaker Judy has
got ungodly amount of talent.
Yeah, and a couple of weeks before Brody really got going, Breaker was really cranking it up, too. I mean,
I like the way they play.
Yeah, I do, too. Man. And then you got Grant Fortcamp. I really like some of those JV kids who didn't get a lot of action.
Yeah.
Like I think if you look at like Al Evers' boy and that Fort Camp kid,
they're going to be.
I think there's some potential there for those
absolutely.
Guys.
I should say when they grow.
Yeah,
yeah, because they're going to grow.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then you got Gavin Evers and you got
we got a good nucleus, really good
Lennox
nucleus
boy
and Seifring is just
Hayden works his butt off.
Yes,
they don't work. Then they're done.
There's only one way they're going to turn around.
That's right. We cannot have. I mean, let's take Brooklyn. Okay, we're going to use you as an example here. Okay.
Yep.
So how
you're
often
to come
did
up and
you?
Defend yourself
how
too.
Often did you practice during the off season?
Come on up and
bowling.
So we can hear you a little bit better.
Yeah, you can hop right in there.
Yeah. How often did you practice?
Well, that water isn't going to stand up there very well.
I didn't really practice that often.
Yep.
But like. As the season got closer, I started working my butt off and really getting in the habit.
Yeah. And I think that if you want to excel and if you want to compete, that has to be your mentality.
It has to be your mentality. If you look back at all the kids that were good, that were really good, they worked hard at it. It just doesn't come. They ain't going to give it to you. You got to work for it. And I feel like a lot of our kids will, too. I think they have good attitudes, and we just got to go get them.
Yeah, that's right. We got to, and this is not a knock on anybody, you know, but we was in a lot of ball games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, come crunch time, we never pulled any of those out.
Yeah.
And that's because you lack the confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think that's part of the...
And it showed. You know, you could see some of the kids were... I mean, they went through spurts of when they looked like they were confident and started playing pretty good, but then all of a sudden they missed a couple shots, and it was like,
yeah,
just lost.
Absolutely.
It was just like, just instead of having that wide open look and shooting it, you pass it up.
Yeah.
You know, can't do that.
And we got five seniors on the boys' team this year, and they're coming up here tonight. We're going to talk to them. We got all the seniors coming up here, and we're going to start off, and we're just, you want to go first?
I can.
Well, get up here. This is Brooklyn Wyrick.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Brooklyn, how are you?
If you want to put on the headset, you can. If you don't want to, you don't need to.
Might as well. So you are the senior bowler.
Yep.
And you... you had a heck of a year and a heck of a career on the lanes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
What'd you average this year?
Brought it with me.
All right. She got stats. I love it.
So for MAC, just the MAC games, it was 168.8.
was my average. Nice.
But for all the games, I averaged probably a 172.3. So
let's talk about the tournament. And when you guys... advanced to state. How exciting was that?
It was so exciting.
Sage just thrown up in the trash can. Sage just spit a loogie in the trash can. Thing was the biggest thing I ever seen.
Better out than in, he says.
About gagged. About threw up. So talk about a little bit about your that day when you guys advanced.
The first thing the parents did was order shirts. Like, they just wanted shirts.
Yep.
So, I got the, I guess I got the, what's the word I'm looking for? I designed the shirts for
okay,
them.
Right. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Being a senior, you should, mm-hmm. you're allowed.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I know for most of the girls, they've never been through something like that, so they were also pretty excited.
Oh, man, that's got to be cool.
So you also work at the Bowling Alley?
Yep.
How long you worked out there?
This is my fifth year working there.
Yeah. And you've had a pretty good relationship with Corey and Jared, and did that help you as far as getting more comfortable and you know, just basically kind of be the leader of the class, of the team?
Yeah, for sure.
You what's your game plan now?
I'm looking at Bowling Green, but I'm not quite sure if I want to bowl for them yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just an idea in my head right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boyfriend?
Yeah. He still bowls.
And who is it?
Brandon Hammonds.
Is he from Coldwater?
Yeah.
And was he...
Is he a loser?
Loser?
Was he MAC Bowler of the Year last year?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was.
Can you beat him?
Yeah.
Can you beat him?
All right.
Does he get pissed at you and like, you make him give you pins or you blow him heads up?
I just make fun of him because he's the one that taught me how to bowl.
And now you can beat him?
Yeah.
And your parents?
I got my dad into a bowling league.
Okay.
I beat him now.
Okay, good, good. I bet Dad's glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Mom just bought bowling shoes, so she's getting there.
Well, that's perfect.
That's awesome.
Everybody's into it.
Yep.
You gotta love it.
That's exactly right. Well, we wish you nothing but the best, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. All congratulations, right. Dude.
Thanks.
All right.
That's pretty awesome.
And my grandsons want everybody's autograph. So you gotta sign. Because the big thing now in second graders is
autographs.
That's so big. So the Dilworth boys got Rex's autograph or something, or Troy's. Somebody signed their popcorn.
Somebody's big.
So now they're fighting over here. So we're getting autographs today.
All right. I like
that. That's awesome.
Good luck to you in the future, kid.
Right,
Thanks for stopping up.
Yep.
Thanks, Brooklyn. Yep. You're awesome.
Who's next? Tegan. How are you enjoying this break?
It's very nice. It is very nice.
So you just go home after school and just let's say I'm done.
I have taken my fair share of naps. I'll
take a break.
Have you shut her down?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, Tegan, you had a hell of a career. And it capped off with a trip to state and swim.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't have asked for a better way to end my season, really.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
I would say it was pretty amazing. And Canton, you finished, what, I think like seen 26 or something?
It was, yeah, 26 and 26.
But you PR'd, right?
I did. Oh, it was
I was going to say, I thought you had first time.
It was a PR for the season, which was really nice. So at the beginning of the season, I didn't think that I was going to get there because I swim at districts and I didn't swim my best and it's very competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought for sure I wasn't going to make it to state. And then Mindy gave me that text at the end of the day and she said, you know, I think you got it. And I just started crying because I had no hope that I was going to get there, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's cool. it's actually a payoff of all your hard work.
It is. It really is for the past 4 years for sure to end strong like that.
Yeah.
And with your personal best, you can't beat that.
I know, right?
That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, so now, I see you playing AAU volleyball?
Yeah, I am. Yep, volleyball.
High school's over, bub.
Yeah, I just love the sport so much. I've played JO for maybe 6 years, 7 years now, so I love it.
Yeah.
I love a bit of it, so.
Well, you're pretty good at it.
Not too bad.
She ain't bad, is she?
Not too bad.
Pretty good.
Too bad.
Thanks.
What's your favorite sport?
It's definitely volleyball, for
no
sure.
Doubt.
That's why
yeah.
I'm playing in college. It was a battle between what sport I would play my junior year, but then this past season of volleyball, Fort Recovery Volleyball, I just fell in love with it so much, and then, you know, I committed to St. Francis, and that was it, so.
So, do you have any kind of connection to St. Francis?
No.
No.
There's
no.
A lot of Fort Recovery kids up there. That's awesome.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Parents?
Yep, they're doing well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Want to say their names so we can say hi to them?
Brian and Susie Fortcamp.
Brian and Susie. You got a pretty competitive family there, you know? What do you think?
It's a competition every day, really.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Very competitive.
And we know you're going to St. Francis, play volleyball, major. You don't know what you're nursing? What
yep.
do you think?
I'm majoring in nursing, but I'm going on to get my master's, and I'm going to become a CRNA. So it's like an assistant anesthesiologist. So if you know, like, when you get pregnant and you have to get an epidural.
That's you.
That's me. That's me right there.
Well, I don't have to worry about that.
I don't think so.
No, hope not.
Not personally, yeah. But.
That's right. Somebody I know.
For some daughters and.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Eventually granddaughters.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm dating receivers.
Receivers?
Receivers?
What are you going crazy over there for? Huh? Good dude?
Yeah,
how long you been dating?
5 months now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Little huggy bear kissing too?
No. I've high-fived him once.
Yes. There you go. Job. That a girl.
That girl.
Proud of her. Proud of her.
Absolutely.
Tegan, you are one of the tops to ever come out of school. So
thank you
think
so
about
much
that.
For that.
Athletic wise.
Thank you so much.
Pretty cool. She's a Hall of Famer.
She's got a shot.
She's a Hall of Famer.
She's got a shot.
So do you think she's the best athlete in her family?
Not even close.
Whoa.
Brian?
Huh?
Brian is best?
Grant.
Grant gets it.
Huh?
Grant gets the top. I would agree with that.
See, I'm trying to pump him up for the next 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tegan,
sure.
Thanks for stopping up, kiddo.
Thank you
I appreciate
so much.
It. Don't forget to sign your name here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank
Good
you.
Good luck.
All right. Neil, you want to take a break real quick?
Yeah,
or
we can while she's doing
we'll
her autograph.
One,
yep.
And we'll come back with
some more people. We'll figure it out later.
A little Lutho. Let's get my neighbor girl up here.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a three-piece fried pollock dinner, a one- or two-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an eight-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Mayor Dave Kalp will be hosting a town hall meeting to discuss the recent increases in our real estate taxes and to answer questions about the assessment process, how taxes are calculated based on this assessment, and how this affects the various recipients of this tax money and where these funds are being spent. This meeting will be held on Saturday afternoon, March 9th at 1 p.m., and it's currently scheduled to be held at the community room at the high school. This meeting is open to the public, and they request that you let them know if you want to attend so they can find a bigger venue if necessary by calling the village offices at 375-2530 or by emailing frinfo@fortrecovery.org. The following officials have confirmed their attendance: Dave Walters, Mercer County Treasurer; Randy Grapner, Mercer County Auditor; Dave Busher, Mercer County Commissioner; Tony Stahl, Fort Recovery Superintendent of Schools; and Fort Recovery Village personnel, along with pending representation from the offices of State Representative Angie King, State Senator Matt Huffman, and U.S. Representative Bob Latta. Also invited are State Auditor Keith Faber's office and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's office. The goal is to help us better understand the real estate process and who is the recipient of the current funds and any additional funds as real estate taxes increase. This is an informational meeting and will not be for the purpose of addressing individual bills or for trying to appeal an assessed value. The process to appeal an assessed value will also be explained. A general discussion by the officials attending will occur, followed by a question and answer period. Again, this town hall meeting is open to the public and will be held on Saturday, March 9th at the community room in our high school. And if you plan to attend, please contact the village officials at 375-2530 or email them at frinfo@fortrecovery.org so they can get the proper size venue to accommodate the citizens who want to attend.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Senior night on Fort Recovery Radio. I'm joined by my good friend, Mr. Harold Field.
Hello, Bubby.
The man, the owner, operator, Neil Spencer. Neil, how are you tonight?
Not too bad. Not
beautiful day today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Beautiful.
Except for wasn't any sunshine, but a little chilly.
Rain
but
and cold.
I hope it's like this on the eclipse. And we're all just looking like each other like we're stupid.
But it will get darker.
It'll be darker.
No, it won't.
There'll be the sun won't be behind the clouds.
The sun didn't come out, Neil.
But it was still daylight.
No, wait a minute. You're telling me that on the eclipse.
Yeah.
If it's a day like today, it'll be darker than it is.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the sun won't be there at all. There won't be any sun filtering through the crowds. There just won't be any sun.
Right or not?
Yeah.
You guys buying it?
Well, I'm going by what my science teacher said here a couple of weeks ago.
Who's an idiot, me or Neil?
Well, none of us are idiots. We just have different opinions on stuff.
I'm saying she's going to be spitting our loogie out. I can't.
That's okay. As long as the trash can and not the floor.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk, my good friend. Sage Luthold. I was going to call her Lily because I work with your sister. But welcome to Sports Talk, and congratulations on a great career.
Well, thank you.
So are you another girl who's just like getting home from school and like, oh my God, this is so great.
Take a break.
Yeah. Well, I also work at the Tin Cupboard, so I just go there and spend most of my time there.
There you go.
Okay, here's my complaint about Tin Cupboard.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah.
They don't put cheese little chunks of cheese with the with chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
They do what? With the tomato soup.
I will bring that request to Joe.
I don't get no that. Cheese when I get chicken noodles.
All I have to do is ask for it. I'll get
that's
I'll
all be, I want. I'll bet cheese.
You, that ain't I've much never that. Had cheese with chicken noodle soup.
Never have either. Never heard of it.
Really?
No.
But I bet you that Joanne would be thrilled to do that for
by
you.
By the way, I love her.
Yeah, she's
she is awesome.
I mean, she's getting in the Hall of Fame this next week.
So that, she's in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Sunday.
Well deserved.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
You going?
Yeah, I'll go watch her, yeah.
That's good. Yep. Nice
good
of you.
For you.
That's so let's sure. talk a little bit about your athletic career. You wrapped it up this year with the basketball and a new coach. How'd that go with the new coach and enjoyment?
Oh, he was tremendous. He took the time to just get to know everybody, and I think that, like, bonded us so much as a team, and it was a direct reflection of, like, how we played. We were able to, like, communicate better, I feel like.
You know, if you guys stay away from the injuries,
yeah.
you could have had a great yeah. year.
Think I mean, about that.
Man, you just got bad luck. We had some bad luck going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when you lose, and where's the little Garkey girl back there? We're going to talk to her about, I'm going to cry. About crying when she made her layup.
Oh, yeah, Kenzie, that was awesome. Yeah. That was
I've never seen her without a brace or something on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I did. I got to see the first game of the season.
That was it.
Yeah, God, I did too. What do you think of Miss Sunwall? You happy for him?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We beat him.
Yeah,
beat him.
They're playing
Win State,
huh?
Let them win State. You can say we beat them.
They ain't beating Fort Laramie.
Don't think.
I don't think. What do you think?
I don't.
They could beat Marion though.
Yeah, they could. They could.
I'd like to see that.
So games on. Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
I would say volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
So what's your game plan after you graduate?
I plan on going to Wright State Lake Campus to major in accounting.
Good for you.
Good girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Boyfriend?
Yeah, Matthew Romer.
Oh, my God. Has everybody got a better half here? Everybody's good dating somebody?
Used to nobody
look at this guy back here. You no wonder. Quit spitting loogies in the trash can. Who wants to date this? Favorite class?
Oh, gosh.
Senior class.
Yeah, right.
Senior class.
I mean, I enjoy our physics class, even though it's hard, just because it's a small group, and we just get to bond with each other every day. But
always like that, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was in physics.
They said physics, not fizzies.
Phys ed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. How about our neighborhood? We got more little kids than that thing now.
Oh, I know.
It's unbelievable. We had a bunch of old farts down there, and now all these young people moved in. We can't sleep. They're throwing balls at our house.
There's kids everywhere.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep, I do too. Good luck in the future, kiddo.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're awesome. Thank Give me a John Henry on there, too.
Okay.
Who's next?
This is big.
Come on up here, Mr. Napke. You're an old professional at this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you've been on one other time, right?
Yeah.
Easy.
How are you, kid?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. Doing great. Talk a little bit about senior year and swimming and how to go.
Well, it didn't start off very strong, but as the season went on, I got into my groove.
First of all, time out. Are those contact blue eyes or are they blue eyes?
They're blue eyes.
She's got great blue eyes.
Those suckers are awesome.
They're good blue eyes.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah. They ain't contacts.
Eyes. Nope, not
lying.
Contacts.
You telling the truth or you lying?
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. Good. I'm a blue eye guy. Good job. All right, go ahead before I interrupted you.
But it didn't start off so strong, but once I kind of got into my groove, all my teammates, it's crazy what your teammates can do to you in a sport like that. It's more individual, or the relays even. Like, you can just hear them cheering for you, and something in you just goes.
Yeah.
And you just go, and it's really awesome to achieve what you've been wanting by the end of the season.
Yeah.
So when you can hear them?
Yeah.
When you're doing it?
I can see them, too, sometimes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
We went to a couple swim meets, and it was, first of all, for two morons that don't know anything about swim, it is really amazing. It really is.
We did have fun.
And I was just sweating like a hog.
Oh, yeah.
Is this real life? But I really enjoyed watching the swim meet. And it is exciting. It's just like, it's like track when they come around there towards the end and everybody's cheering.
You know it's close.
Yeah, it is a neat sport.
Yeah, it does get really loud in there, too. Yeah. It's crazy.
And would you say, what's your favorite sport?
I'd swim. That's the one I stuck with. Yep.
Yeah.
Swim is definitely my favorite.
What's your game plan?
I am going to Ohio State, and I'm going to either major in agriculture or nursing. I'm not really for sure yet. I like both of those, but... Yep, that's my plan.
You'll
so
be
far.
Fabulous at both.
Absolutely. You are a champ.
Thank you.
All right. And we appreciate you stopping up.
Thank you.
Boyfriend?
Yes.
Who?
Riggs Toby.
Oh, God.
He might have
How long
have
you been dating?
About 8 months now.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm going to say one thing about senior class. You guys seem like a close-knit, good group of dudes, man. Is that kind of how it is?
We spend a lot of time
together. Have a lot of fun together.
That's good. And now we're winding down. Is Troy kind of the biggest idiot in the class?
One of them. One of many.
That's awesome.
One of many. You wouldn't, that's right. Well, good luck, kiddo.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
And don't forget to
yeah, John,
sign.
Yes.
Sign it.
Have to have the autograph.
You ain't got a picture of you like when you was a bat boy, do you?
My mom definitely has one somewhere.
Well, I know your mom's got them. Yeah.
Yeah,
no doubt.
She got 5,000 of
them. Has any kid ever changed his looks?
He did change a little bit, didn't he, Bobby?
Oh, my God. From when he's a little fart smeller to when he...
Till now.
Now he's Adonis.
Yeah.
He's the most beautiful human I ever seen.
Bulked up.
Huh?
Swimmer's
bulked
body.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Has a swimmer's body.
That's what it is. Swim.
And he made it.
Really?
He made that swimmer's body.
How do you know? You don't
because that's
kid.
How swimmers do it. They
plays baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball. There you go.
And that helps.
You ready for baseball?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Are you?
It's going to be a fun year, I think.
I think so, too. I'm excited.
We could be good.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
If we can hit. It's off to our leadoff hitter. Who's leading off?
I don't think we got a set lineup yet.
Nothing?
Working on it?
Troy, where are you batting?
Leadoff.
Got a lineup yet. No.
He's going to be on the bench.
Yeah. How's our girls' softball team going to be? We got any softball players here?
Callie.
Hell yeah. I bought tickets off of her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to get tickets.
I got two, too.
You guys
ain't
got?
They came in and recorded the promo, and I forgot to get them tickets. I forgot to get tickets from them.
Huh.
Well, we'll get them. We'll get them set up.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your game plan?
After high school, right now I'm thinking... The lake, probably cheap, close to home.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Worked throughout the summer.
Where you work at? J&Hammer?
Right now, I'm leaning towards there right now for the summer.
Yeah.
Just to make some...
Make a little money?
Yeah, make a little money. Help pay for college.
Money's overrated. Don't worry about paying for college.
Money always.
Mom, dad's loaded. They'll cover you.
No problem.
I hope so.
And you, no girlfriend?
No girlfriend.
I don't understand it. Guys are an Adonis. You ain't got any friends you can set him up with?
No,
huh?
No.
Look at him. No. They must know something about you. You got no game, do you?
What happened? Bad game?
Oh, he does giggle.
Christ, can't giggle.
No. You can't giggle when you're trying to talk to girls.
I got to work on it.
Work on it. Baseball season. Really.
Yep, that's right. I'm ready for baseball. It's going to be fun, ain't it?
I've been waiting.
You're going to go full beard for baseball, or are you just going with this stuff?
Nah,
what do you got on your
plan,
face now?
For the team.
It's like patchy. It's like you took some and you patched it up.
I'm trying to just grow everything out, and the plan for the team is to do mullets and mustaches.
That's big, ain't it?
Oh, I like it.
You can do it. Huh? You can go. You got a little something going here. Look. Troy's full beard. Look at Troy. He's a gorilla.
Alex's problem is he's blonde.
You can't see it.
Troy's is all black, so.
Googie's got a little stuff going, too.
Yep.
All right.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I got nothing.
No.
Zero.
Soft as a baby's butt.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Baby's butt.
What's your favorite sport?
It's up between swim and baseball, I'd say. Just depends what season I'm in. If it's swim, it's baseball. If it's baseball season, it's swim.
Well, I'm serious when I say this. Is, man, you did yourself really proud, man. You had a hell of a swim career.
You did.
Your baseball has always been a solid sport. And
thank you.
We'll root for you.
Yeah.
Bubba, right. I think you and I were calling the first game that he played as a varsity player down at Tri-Village.
I think that's right.
I think that was his first game. And he came in, and I think the first at-bat was a single. I think he were 2 for 3.
A walk, I'm pretty sure.
Jesus, Neil knows him. Had a ham and sandwich for dinner.
Well, I just remember that because
yeah.
All of a sudden, here comes this Where's he been?
Yeah, that's right.
He's a sophomore. Oh, okay.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best, my
friend.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Sounds fun of baseball.
Yep, that's right.
Let's do it.
John Henry. Who's next? Come on, Googs, get up here. Your hair is Q's a button, not yours. I don't know what the hell this is.
That's a mop.
Huh?
That's a mop.
Who did your hair today? Can you do that yourself or your sister?
Yeah,
who?
I did it.
You did it?
You can just sit here and do this.
She's got a Pocahontas thing going.
Yeah.
Pocahontas. I like it. Do you guys have religion tonight?
Yeah.
Did you go? Everybody go? Mm-hmm. Learn anything?
We're working on our play right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Living by the cross.
Oh, that's big. Yeah. Who's Jesus?
Alex.
What'd you figure? Who needs the most help? Let's make him Jesus.
Playing against type. He's
not good. You'll do good.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. So let's talk about your career and you just got better and better and better.
Oh, thank you.
You know, as I look back and I see your volleyball career, mm-hmm. I remember now. Did my daughter coach you? Did Carly coach you in junior high?
No.
Okay, it had to be your, because she coached what, 2 years, 3 years?
Years
had
ago.
To be your, yeah,
yeah.
That's right. Because they didn't win a game. But as I watched them, it was unbelievable how much better they got. I think they might have beaten in Knoxville or something like that. But
yeah.
But it's unbelievable how much better you get in that sport from freshmen. And you was a perfect example because as you as a senior, you had a hell of a year.
Oh, thank you.
You did.
Yeah. You. What about your favorite sport?
Volleyball. Definitely.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You play a lot of club?
I did.
Did you?
Not
good
this
girl.
Year, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your game plan?
The Ohio State.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah,
the Ohio State.
Major in marketing, and I'm also going to row there.
Really?
Yeah.
As in row.
Like
row your boat.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because
athlete.
Exactly.
And
yep.
Indeed.
Now, did they swim? Did they swim?
Yeah, I did swim.
Don't they say swimmers make good rowers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did they approach you about that, or did you approach them, or how did that all come about?
I think Mindy originally texted them or got in contact with them somehow, but then they technically recruited me through all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's awesome.
Neat. Have you done it yet?
No.
You're going to fall on a boat, ain't you?
Probably.
Where's Googs at? He's laying back there.
Back here swimming.
Yeah.
and passing the boat.
Yeah. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
In practice, you go out in the Wabash?
Yeah.
You go down the Wabash, throw a big canoe.
Well, Calpe's daughter didn't know what she was doing either until she went to Duquesne. Was that Duquesne? Is that where she went?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And she's, you know. They got a good athlete, and off they go.
Boyfriend?
Yep. Yeah, Drew Lanningcamp.
I like him. Good guy. Drew's a good guy.
Where's he from?
He's from here.
Yeah.
Drew Lanningcamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, football team.
He's, yeah.
Tall guy. It's always sitting in the front row of the basketball games.
How long you been dating?
5 years in May.
Whoa.
5 years? Whoa.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Third grade.
Yeah, it was first.
Maybe my math's off.
Well, you did yourself proud.
You did.
Are you ready to get out of here? Senior, are you ready to say ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're good.
And get away from all these losers we have in here.
Tell me about it.
There's a lot of them back there, I can tell you that. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for stopping up.
Yep.
All right.
Don't forget to sign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go sign. Autographs. Love you.
Who we got next?
Callie's in.
Me and Callie's been texting wide open.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. We're buds.
She get everybody here?
Nah.
She get everybody here?
No, Troy did.
Troy did.
But she got me my softball tickets. We couldn't hook up, could we?
Does anyone else need some?
We need.
All right. I'll fill out your tickets.
Yeah. How many you sell? You had to be top seller.
It's a lot.
Bob,
I haven't counted yet.
Bob, pass that over to her.
Just keep it.
Yeah.
You want two tickets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Unless I can get four for that.
No. Another 20.
Another 20.
Cough it up, bud.
Yeah, might do that.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. You are the jack of all trades. Are you in? And are you practicing softball yet? Or are you still on break?
Yeah, softball started last week Friday.
Last Friday. How's our softball team going to be?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Who's our pitchers?
Brittany Tebby, Jenna Holman, and Alexis Greasy.
We got all kinds of arms.
Yeah, we got some arms.
Good. Senior, sophomore, and a freshman.
Really?
Yep.
I like watching girls softball.
Yeah.
Because it's fast.
It's fast. I like
it. It is. And when you got girls that throw strikes and a good catcher, games take about an hour and you're out.
You're done.
Yep.
Quick. I like that game we did over in Portland a couple of years ago.
That was 7 hours.
That was a 3-hour game.
The longest game
29
ever.
To 20. We decided we're going to do a girls softball game for K Radio.
It'll be over in an hour.
Yeah. We played Jay County. It was 62 degrees out and a 40 mile an hour wind. Wind blowing out. The score was 29-27. It was 3.5 hours.
It was unbelievable.
Crazy.
It was.
Couldn't take it.
Every other girl had a home run.
Yep.
One girl with one leg hit one out. What the hell is going on? I could have hit one out that day, I think. Yeah. Let's talk a little about your, you've done it all. What's your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
Volleyball, no doubt?
Yeah.
How about your basketball and Coach Deitch this year? And you look like he's having fun, and you had a good season.
It was really fun this year. He was really good for us.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You
shot the ball well. Had a good season.
Oh, yeah.
And the greatest shooting exhibition was tournament last year against Coldwater.
Oh, yeah.
She was Jesus.
Yeah.
She was Alex Garkey.
Could not miss.
Alex Deuce. She was Alex Deuce. She was Jesus holding up. How many did you make? What'd you have?
Like six. Eight,
six threes?
Six threes.
And the record is 7 or 8?
Seven. Yeah, seven.
One shot.
With Grayson had that. So, yeah, I was second.
Oh,
tied it with Tammy Luthold.
Mm. Not, she didn't look it up or anything. Did she?
She probably got told several times.
Yeah. And you are taking your athletic career to Edison?
Yep.
And you're going to play?
Volleyball.
Volleyball?
Volleyball. And if they say, hey, you want to play basketball, you're going to say?
I don't know about that.
Take a break.
No, you're out?
I don't think so.
Softball. What if they say softball?
No.
Oh. You're out?
Okay.
Volleyball is your sport?
Yep.
What's your, who's your favorite teacher?
Oh.
Tough one?
Yeah. I don't like school.
You don't like school?
No.
Had enough of it.
You lying or are you telling the truth?
No, I'm telling the truth.
I hate it. I hated every second I was in that building from 8th grade on.
Really?
I just sat there and looked out the window, and if I'd see like a Cooper turkey truck go by, I'd go, I wish I was in that truck. For 5 years, I stared at Cooper trucks.
And now you're in charge of them.
And it was, I just hated school. Didn't like any teachers.
I loved every second of it.
And he always was a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And your boyfriend?
Over there, Troy. Yeah.
How long you two been at it?
Almost 3 years. Next month.
You about to dump him?
No.
You can do better.
No.
You, Callie, are just a wonderful kid, and we do nothing but root for you.
Yep.
And I've enjoyed watching you at all your sports for the last few years, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. And don't forget Spencey's tickets.
Yep.
Spencey's tickets.
That's right.
Yep.
Thank you for stopping up, Cal. All right. Who's next? You want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
We'll get them out of here. How many we got left? About 8?
At 25, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go, Cal.
Back in a second.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold
Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, this is Amy Wendell, Secretary of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce. We would like to invite you to celebrate some of Fort Recovery's most valuable community members on Sunday, March the 10th, at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria for the annual Chamber Banquet. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., dinner to be served at 6 p.m., and presentation of awards will begin around 6:45 p.m. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Mercer Savings Bank, First Financial Bank, Park National Bank, and the Village Hall. Tickets are $15. The Chamber and the local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet Sunday, March the 10th at 5:30 p.m.
Hi, we're the Lady Indian softball team.
I'm Callie Wendell.
I'm Kenzie Garkey.
And I'm Brittany Tubby. And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th. And you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indian softball team and take home some cash. That's the Lady Indian softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th.
Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
With my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
McNeil behind the old boards. How are you, Spency?
Not too bad.
Seaver Sales boys won today. They're in the regionals.
Regional final.
Oh, good, good.
That's
good,
unbelievable.
Good.
They beat this. They beat somebody like by 20 points in district.
Man, going south. The way to go.
It's unbelievable. Dude. Yep. And then we got Marion LCC. Who we got in that one? Who you taking?
LCC.
Yeah, I think we have to.
Don't count out Marion.
You never know.
That'd be good.
But LCC is a pretty good team. Two losses.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
They know. And it's a good program. They know how to win. So
yeah, deal with some big ones.
That's right. We're joined by our next senior and the broke my heart.
Broke mine, don't you? Yeah. Unbelievable.
Broke my heart.
Every year.
Up, killed us.
How about, when did they tell you he was going to make a basket?
Have you drank any milk at all in your life? How does everything break on you? I don't get it.
I don't know.
So let's talk about, you played one game, right? When did you get hurt?
December 2nd.
December, what game was it?
Jay County
game.
Yeah. First game, second game?
I think it was second game.
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get hurt this time? Was it contact?
Somebody ran into.
Some mean girl pushed her.
God.
Yeah.
Did you know right away you screwed?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you pop?
Yeah.
Pop's bad.
Popping is bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
So we go ahead and meniscus?
ACL and meniscus.
ACL. Whole thing. Ugh. Same knee it was last time?
No, the other one.
What?
Oh.
That is bad luck.
That is really bad.
You know, my daughter, she tore her ACL and meniscus on her senior season, and it was tough. And you know what? It just makes you, I don't know, just something about it. It just makes you tougher, and you'll do just fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the last game, Coach Deitch says, we're going to have you make a bucket. When did they tell you he's going to do it?
He mentioned it at the St. Henry, Battle 119.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really know what to say. And then the week before, I told him I didn't want to do it because I was too scared to.
Yeah.
And then basically, they told me how to do it, so.
Well, it was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
It was awesome.
And as after you made it, did you think you would, are you emotional? And then all of a sudden, you make it, and everybody's standing up, and everybody's going crazy. The next thing you know, you're bawling, and I'm crying, and I'm hugging Neil. And
everybody's bawling.
It was really a cool thing. And really, the reason that it's such a cool thing is because of really just how good a person you are, and how everybody just kind of felt so bad for you, and you're just a real easy kid to root for, and you you kind of are like what Fort Carey's all about, you know. Just a good dude that got into some, you know, just terrible luck.
Bad luck, yeah.
And it just sucks.
Yeah.
You know, really does.
So I didn't really cry when she did it so much as when I watched it on Facebook the next day.
Then you cried wide open?
It was terrible.
So what's your game plan, school-wise? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go to the lake for nursing.
Are you really? Yeah. Good.
Yep.
You know, that I seen where their enrollment is like up like ungodly amount of people.
Yep.
It's getting big over there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You
go
live at home and make some money and
pretty
work.
Smart.
And
yeah.
Pretty good gig. Boyfriend?
Back there.
Oh, no.
Tall dude in the back.
Yeah, tall dude in the back.
Not really. You could have done better. Well, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yep.
You got some breaks coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. You deserve it.
Yeah, there can be big breaks in life. You are way overdue.
That's
for all
exactly
that.
Right. Well, thanks for stopping up, kiddo.
Thank you.
Don't forget to sign up here.
Sign in.
Right.
Who's next?
Alex jumping in. Jesus is in the house.
Yep.
How's it going, Bob?
Doing good.
Good.
It's hard to believe that we're up here talking about your senior career and how it's winding down. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like yesterday, you know, this was all, and now time flies, don't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It really does.
Flying.
How's your golf game? Played yet?
Not yet. Not since we got done.
Haven't you? How about your basketball season? You know, it was one of those deals where it probably wasn't the season we was looking for. But I mean, it's not like we didn't go out there and work our butts off, you know, and I'm sure it's still fun hanging out with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, baseball's kind of your ticket, you know. How's the arm?
Pretty good.
Feeling good?
Yep.
How's his fastball? 80s?
Yeah. I think topped out at 84 last year. So yeah. Hoping to get a little higher.
Gain a couple more. Attaboy.
How do you, like, during the offseason, what do you do to arm strength? Does there, block do something with you?
Not as much, like, in strength class, but I'll do, like, med ball stuff and then more, like, core and mobility.
When you look at your baseball career, didn't you have, like, a... What was your best game last year? Did you throw a no-hitter?
No, I've gotten close a few times.
You were really close, I believe, 2 years ago at Mississinawa.
Dayton Dragon
maybe?
Game was his.
No.
He was phenomenal.
No.
Dayton Dragon game.
Yeah, Dragons.
That was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. That was
That's what it was. I remember
that. Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Yeah. Who'd we beat there?
Number three.
Lincoln.
They were like number three.
Yeah, they were big time.
Yeah, they're always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Matter of fact, Troy pitched against them when he's a freshman or sophomore?
A stud that went to Ohio State.
Yep.
Greatest.
Nose to nose.
You're unbelievable how good you pitched.
Yeah. Nose to nose with a big boy.
Several people asked me, what class is he? We've never heard of this guy. We don't know anything about him. He's a freshman. He can't be a freshman. Look at what he's doing.
Yeah, that's right. You were. What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
No
baseball.
Doubt.
Yeah.
So this year, as the season goes on and it brings a freshman up and it kind of cut your playing time,
mm-hmm.
How you handle that? You in a rage or you like, you know what?
I mean, like, life's going to be tough and there's bigger problems that happen, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
not a whole lot I can do.
No, just keep working.
Yeah. Push them, make them
And
better.
The thing is it's, you know, it's not like those guys are brought up because they're turds. They're pretty good players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both Breaker and Brody, them kids could really be good players when it's all set.
They can.
They'll be good.
I think Grant will be too, although he didn't, you know, Troy wouldn't let him play. Troy just kept being good. So he wouldn't let him play.
What's your game plan?
I'm going to play baseball, but I haven't decided where.
Where, yeah.
And then I'm going to probably major in business.
Good for you. Are you getting any letters? Many schools for baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Like NAIA, D3s, D2
stuff? D3, NAIA.
Are you really good?
Pretty, a lot of them pretty local. Are you kind of thinking you want to stay local-ish, like Defiance or, you know, 100, an hour and a half away?
The furthest one is Marietta.
good.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good baseball
school. Absolutely.
Yep, yeah, they're on the other side of the state, and that's still, you can still get there from here.
Mm-hmm. Doozy, you're awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty cool, good boy, Alex. Man.
What about his girlfriend? We forgot to ask him. Oh,
yeah. Anna Reisner.
Anna Reisner.
Yep.
She's kind of a sports star, from what I hear.
Yeah, she's doing really well in track right now.
Yeah.
Is she? Yep.
Good.
Yep. Tearing them up.
Ready for baseball?
She must not have any brains.
She sees potential.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Potential? She You're a good dude, man. I'm a big fan. You know that.
Absolutely.
So thanks for stopping up, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Next.
Good. Don't forget to sign.
Oh, yeah.
Sign.
Autographs.
We got to get them things in there.
It's big.
Googs, how you doing, buddy?
You're doing good.
Your grandson's going to be king of the second grade.
Yes, he is. I bought baseball cards. I went to Target and got these. It's $63 for 480 baseball cards. The baseball cards are big. You got any I can buy?
Do I have any baseball cards?
When you was a kid, you guys baseball card? Wide open?
Yeah.
So
he's got baseball cards.
Is he?
Big baseball guy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So I'm into baseball cards now. So.
Well, good for you.
Baseball card.
It is. You can't believe how many baseball cards I got. Stupid. So talk a little bit about your senior season.
Well, coming into the season, I was expecting to be a little bit better three-point shooter. That didn't happen, but...
for a little while.
In spots, it did.
Yeah.
Spots, it happened really well.
Yeah. I got that stretch in the middle of the season where coach sat me on the bench for a little while, and I thought about that for a while too, and I thought that, I mean, I probably deserved to sit on the bench for a little while, and then that just made me want to work harder and then come back and do what I could for the team at the end of the season. So it was up and down, but it was good overall.
And I never experienced it, and you guys have all experienced it, but that has to be a great feeling when you knock down a three and a crowd goes berserk, or you have that kill, or, you know what I'm saying? I was just a loser. I was a manager, and I took care of wiping sweat and being a, but that, the thrill of, that has to be something that, like, when you lay in bed at night thinking, oh man, how much fun was that?
Absolutely.
Cool. I mean, that's just something as a, you just think, man, that has to be great. Your game plan after school?
I plan to go on the lake in either business or accounting. I'm not sure yet. But
yeah, you don't play baseball, do you?
No.
So you go up and watch these guys?
Yeah, I'll go and watch them. Yeah. The home games and the Dragons game.
For you sure. Doing any track or anything?
Not this year. I did the past three, but not this year. So
you're done. Why?
Well,
because he's done.
It wasn't really my forte, I would say. I got into it, and my freshman season with Owen and Derek and Gavin, and then we went to regionals and everything. And after that, it just kind of went downhill. I wasn't improving as I wanted to, so I just kind of...
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, lay it up.
So what was your hardest hit this year in football that you got banged, you thought, I could die here?
Well,
do you have any of those where you just got your bell rung and you feel like you're coughing up your blood?
There's two. So there's one against St. Henry where I got knocked and I probably had a concussion, but it was one of those where I felt it go down my neck and it was like, oh. And then there was one against Anna. It was a kickoff return, and I fell on the ground, and the guy jumped on top of me and did one of those back cracks. Ooh. Where it went all up and down my spine. So those two were probably the worst one this year, but it wasn't too bad.
Did you ever hit anybody where you thought, I just about killed that guy?
I'm not big enough to do that, but sometimes it's the other way around. But.
Yeah. So you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, it's...
What?
Story here. We got
trouble in La La Land or
it's
what?
It's quite literally a long story, but...
I mean, we got time.
I mean,
I don't know what the hell.
I dated an exchange student, so she was here. Dated her for 6 months, I think, while she was here. And she went back, so now she's in Brazil, so...
I'd say you gotta go.
Oh, yeah, I plan on going.
Get a ticket.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Just got my passport and...
See, to get my visa.
You're on your way.
I love it. That's good. Awesome.
You're a good dude, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You are, buddy.
Thanks for stopping up.
Thank you.
Next but not least.
Don't forget to autograph.
Yep.
Autograph.
T-Roy.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, buddy? Browns re-sign Flacco?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good backup spot, but you already know that Watson has one bad game, and all the Browns fans are going to be screaming for Flacco, yeah. Which I don't really know.
I agree. Yeah. Me and you think alike on that. Why bring him in? I mean, because the Browns fans are nuts.
Yeah. It's a great backup, but I just don't want to hear it because
Deshaun is our
Watson
quarterback.
Gets, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
He went 5-1.
He is.
He went, started the year 5-1. He's a quarterback. I mean,
yeah.
He's got to stay healthy.
Reds, how are the Reds going to be?
Should be good. Should be really fun. Never been so excited for a Red season ever.
I'm with
lineup's loaded. So many guys, they can't play every day.
Ain't got enough positions out
You guys got to take a senior trip to a Reds game.
We talked about it.
That'd be fun.
Senior skip day, go to a Reds game.
Yeah. Just dress like morons and get on TV. And
yep.
Cannot be fun.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about your senior year. And you are another one of those dudes that are in everything. I mean, everything. He was in the Bicentennial. He was in the...
Chicken.
What was he?
Chicken.
That's really what you're known for.
That's still probably the peak of my life right there. That week was probably the peak of my life. Yeah.
Can't get any more popular.
You
was in every newspaper around. TV is unbelievable.
Who's the quarterback? He was the chicken. Oh, yeah, I knew he is.
Believe it or not, that's actually what people say. They're like, remember, he was the chicken in the play. And they're like,
he was so good.
Yeah.
Hey, you were good.
He was good.
So let's talk a little about your senior year. I'm not going to blow smoke up your hair, but you actually had a hell of a year. I mean, limited. You know, you're not a very good shooter.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a really good ball handler.
I handled the ball a little bit. I got better.
Now, listen.
But, yeah.
You did a hell of a job. I mean, you had the ball all the time.
Yeah.
You probably averaged one or two turnovers.
Didn't turn it over very much.
Yeah. Yep. Worst play you ever had.
Worst play I ever had?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good story.
I got it. I got my worst play.
From what year?
This year? Basketball.
Oh, you want just this year, my worst play ever?
No, I want your worst play you've ever had.
Oh, worst play I've ever made. freshman year in JV basketball at Fort Laramie. And I get a rebound. There's times running down in, like, the third quarter. And I get a rebound. And I, for some reason, I baseball toss it across the gym. There's, like... 4 seconds on the clock, and I'm like, what did I just do? And the ball is just floating in the air in slow motion, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, the clock better run out before this ball hits the ground. Ball hits out of bounds, and there's like 0.9 seconds left, and ball falls right in the Coach Melton's hand, standing right up against the wall, and I was like, oh.
How's this going to end?
Yeah, that was probably my most embarrassing play. But what do you got?
Okay,
you
ready for this one? We're playing St. Henry, and we're down by like 5. Okay. And we get the ball and
wait,
walking what? It up.
Which year?
This year. Walking it up. Coach Leverett says, we're running.
You're talking to
the dribble. Dribbles over to Coach. All of a sudden, here comes that little peck.
Link. Coach Leverett took blame for that one.
He
was yelling at me, and I looked over. I couldn't hear anything, so I turned my head 1 second. Shoots it, and I'm like,
that was mine.
I was watching at it.
That probably is worse. That was bad.
That was a great play.
But at least the right guy took the blame for it.
I guess. Yeah.
So you're another one who been in everything and done it all. And what's your sport wise?
Football. Football guy.
Football, your best?
Definitely. Yep.
So what do we got to do to get our football program turned around?
We just got to have our best athletes in the school playing football. I mean, I think it's plain and simple. That's what it is. You got to have participation. You got to have dudes. And even if you're not playing, you got to be on the scout team. Because if you don't have a good scout team, then nothing's going to work its way over to the games. Yeah, participation. You got to have the participation. And kids got to want to play. So
as I talk to you, and you seem like the type of kid, and I have no clue what the hell your game plan is. But do you ever think about being a coach or teacher or anything like
that? Yep. I'm going to Bowling Green next year for mathematics education, and then hopefully going to be math teacher for middle school, I hope, to start off, and can coach some too. And then long term, I hope to get into a school administration job, like principal or superintendent, something like that.
Fort Garrett High School.
So, Mr. Stahl's doing a pretty good job right now, so yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to hire you as a principal or superintendent right away.
Yeah, I know.
We might.
My teacher, I'd love to teach at Fort Garrett. Definitely want to coach here, that's for sure, yeah. Whether I teach here or not, but yep.
So, on 1 to 10 scale, describe what's like being an uncle.
11.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you got a couple of pretty
change
good...
shitty pants, yeah?
I got to change diapers. That's a great part of being the uncle. You don't change diapers.
You don't have to.
Just play with them.
There you go.
Shake them around so they throw up, and then you hand it over to mom and dad and tell them to clean it up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
So talk about your, what is your favorite sport other than football? And then when you talk about baseball coming up this year, are you excited about it?
Oh, yeah. So after football, I'd say it's probably baseball. But, you know, when basketball is in season, I find myself enjoying that a lot too.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I've always loved baseball since I was a little kid. So that's definitely my favorite one. Or after football. But yeah, I'm really excited. We got a great group. We had a great Acme season last year. So we hope it can transition over and we hit the ball. We could definitely be a dangerous team. So,
yeah, we wish you
nothing. We're looking forward to it, buddy.
Yep.
You're a good dude, man.
Thank you.
Stay awesome.
Yep.
All right. Next up, who we got? There he is.
Don't forget to do your autograph.
How's it going, Mr. Fowler?
Good, you?
I am doing great.
How you doing, Gav?
Good.
Good? So did you have a good time this year in basketball?
Yeah.
God damn it.
You got one?
I had a lot of fun watching you. I tell you what, that was neat.
Yep.
I was glad you came out.
It was fun.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. You, when you look back, was it this summer when you decided, you know what? What the hell?
It was kind of last year basketball state tournaments was kind of the final decision there.
Yeah.
Went with all the coaches. Yep. And that was the line. I was like, well, this can be fun.
And you were heavy. A little heavier.
Yeah.
You worked your ass off, and you're in great shape.
Yeah. It was... basketball put me in shape.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Coach Leverett was in, said you went with him and Rex to the state tournament last year, and you thought, you know what? This is kind of a neat deal.
Yeah. It was fun.
Got a little recruiting game. I like it.
What's your favorite class in school? You got any?
Probably my ag class.
Ag?
The easiest.
Yeah. So, do you do a dinosaur?
No.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
No.
Dinosaur!
No.
What's that? I'm lost.
He acts like a dinosaur.
Oh. Pretty good. Okay.
No.
It's terrible.
Come on. Yeah.
Which is probably why it's so good then.
That's exactly right. You ready for baseball?
Yeah.
You getting loose? You sore?
Yeah.
Are you really? Yeah.
It will be.
First couple swings with a bat.
Oh,
back's tight now.
A little tight.
Ain't that amazing? Wait till you get older.
Oh, yeah. You can't even walk.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, it'll take us 15 minutes to get to our car from here. Getting old ain't worth a shit either. I'm telling you that. What about you? What's your favorite class?
We did that already.
I did? Oh, he didn't say. Yeah, that's right. Egg.
Also, you can't remember anything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Egg? Girlfriend? You got one?
Nope.
What?
No.
A guy with your looks?
Nothing.
That ain't no good. Girls, can we got anything for him?
No, we're good. We're rolling.
Huh?
We're rolling. We're good. Staying single.
if you could get him somebody.
So you and Sage just go out and go to movies together on the weekend?
That's right.
Halloween night. Just don't hold hands.
Well, thanks for going for basketball.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes. I love it.
That meant a lot to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had a... Okay, I'm going to say something here, okay? Now, this is what I love about you. So social media, right? So Ross Wendell writes something on Twitter, and you respond to, what the hell you mean?
Yeah.
You know?
I think at that point, what, we were 4-2, maybe? I mean, we still had a good record at that point.
Yeah.
We had one bad game, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about social media, and the, you know... I respect you. I mean, because we're all in it together, you know?
Yep.
And we're all just trying to have fun and stick, you know, and there's too much of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I think when you have a group of seniors like you guys got, you just kind of stick together and don't worry about that. You know, so our season didn't go the way it went, you know, the way we wanted it to.
Had a lot of fun.
Guess what?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's right. It was fun. And that's why it's important that these young kids realize you got to play sports. You got to be in a team sport.
Yeah.
Because there ain't nothing like hanging out with your buds.
What did you think? Was it a lot better, a little better, not better, worse than doing CYO?
I thought it was better. More competitive. Yeah. Had a lot more fun out there.
Yep.
Oh, I just
but you're probably kind of the star in CYO, maybe, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then you're coming and you're a role player and a really, you know, I remember about 30
seconds. Are you
going
to do the dinosaur?
30 seconds into the first game,
I'm thinking,
man, this guy's awesome.
$5.
Nope.
20? 300.
No.
Whoa. $5,000.
Troy, who is your favorite fan?
My favorite fan?
Yeah.
Who?
Corey Curry fan. Not counting family? Or
counting family.
Counting family?
Yeah.
Probably nephews. Probably both the nephews. I don't know.
Your mom texted me and said it better be her.
She's up there.
Oh,
yeah.
I think she'd understand if she was behind the nephew.
Behind the nephew.
Yeah, that's right.
You
that's right. That well, thanks for going for basketball. You're awesome.
Yep,
you're a neat bird, too.
Hey, baseball. Let's go, baby.
Yep.
That's right. Thanks for stopping up.
Yep, I love it.
Who's left? Rex? Yep. First of all, this guy has the greatest lid. He's the best looking guy in class.
Well, he should have.
If you have the best look, who's the prettiest? Anybody get that yet?
The prettiest.
I don't think so.
Do they have the prettiest and best looking? They vote on that?
Handsome,
if you don't win, well, could be Adonis. I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, he's beautiful, too.
Yep.
Other than that, the rest of you guys have no shot.
Zero.
No, none. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. But I ran over you, Dad. Gas station.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for not killing me.
Gotta stay awake when Bobby's
around. Well, he runs out in front of me.
Well, he knew some old geezer probably going real slow.
That's me. That's me.
Except you're not going slow.
What's that?
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
You had a good game the other night.
Finished strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You know, that was a game where, you know, if we play them guys 10 times, 5-5.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
That's the best they've ever played.
Yeah.
They hit that little shit, made them 2 threes.
Yeah.
There's
only 2 shots within a minute.
Oh, he's cocky, too. He gave me this. I wanted to knock him out, huh?
Yeah.
Now, the other two kids were good players.
He's really good.
The Sanders kid?
Yeah.
He was good. He's strong. He's better than I thought he'd be.
They both got their 1,000 point against Bremen.
Well, did they really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man, well, they were pretty good.
I knew that. I could tell they were very good players, not just shooters, but they're very good players.
Yep. So what's it like playing for Pappy?
Growing up, like, he's always been my coach, but like varsity, those is like a whole different level.
Yeah.
Like the first year was some adjusting, but it was all right.
Yeah,
it was good. Yeah,
yeah. When you guys go home, you're like, Dad, what the heck?
Yeah, we definitely got into.
Do you?
Mom, stop it.
Mom, stop it.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
No more basketball.
Yep. Basketball stops at home.
Yeah, that's right. We've known you. Now think about this. When Patch coached, you were just this little shit running around at Patch's. Yeah. You know, Bobby was a JV coach, and I remember my wife. She thought, oh, he's so cute, you know. I thought, oh my God, Rex is an ornery little shit boy. Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
We did.
Yeah, we did. So are you a baseball player, right?
Yep.
How's it going?
Good. Just first practice today I went to.
You took a week off? Take a little break? Rest up? Yeah, you got to do that. What's your game plan?
Go to the lake, to your business.
Good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what kind of job are you looking for when that's done? Whoever's going to hire you around
whatever
here?
Whatever presents itself, I guess.
Do you want to stay around here or you want to go somewhere else?
Yeah, definitely stay around here.
Good.
Yep.
We want you.
What do you think? You think he should stick around? I think he should. Might as well.
Yeah.
Coach basketball.
I guess.
There you go.
We'll see.
Coach those younger kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need them. We need guys like
you. We need that. Yeah.
You're awesome. You know, and it can't be a tougher position than being a coach's son.
Yeah.
You know, and you did.
It is tough.
You did great.
Yeah.
You know, especially when things don't go your way. Guess what? Just keep battling.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you can do. And that you're the last one, right?
Yeah.
Airbus been on.
Yep.
So like for me and Fee and Neil, even Neil, every year we have the seniors come up and when we talk to them, and just like this, you know, we just have a little session. We get to know them,
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, it's awesome for us to hang out with you guys because you're just wonderful kids. You know what I'm saying? And you're not kids anymore. You're kind of young adults.
Young adults.
But all you guys got to realize is that anytime you're in town, like when you go to school or you want to come up here and shoot the shit with us or whatever it is, mics are always open. And we just thank you guys for being part of our,
absolutely,
you know, making it just
absolutely
wonderful.
I mean, it really is a lot of fun for us. And we watch it. And I mean, ain't nobody cheers harder than we do.
I've been doing scorebook for 39 years, and I've watched a lot of kids come through. Win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. You guys are awesome.
We're always going to
root for you. And you're class acts, okay? So we do nothing but root for you guys, okay? All right. Neil, let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk about the March Madness.
Coming up.
And any of you guys want to hang around and talk about March Madness?
They don't know nothing about
sports. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
The girls do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls can stay,
when
guys.
When they do brackets, I guarantee the girls would beat the guys in a bracketology.
Oh, yeah,
yep.
There's no doubt.
No doubt.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, for stopping up. We'll be back.
Guys.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you missed the free distribution of Eclipse Viewing Glasses on Saturday, March 2nd at our library, it's not too late to get yours. They're still available at all the county's libraries during regular library hours until they're gone. The eclipse will occur on Monday afternoon, April 8th, and you'll want to be properly equipped to see it safely. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. So if you weren't able to get up to the library during their drive-through handout, all you need to do is stop by one of the libraries in the county and pick up your free eclipse viewing glasses. Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. In the spring, we set our clocks ahead an hour, so this Sunday at 2 a.m., you would turn your clock ahead to 3 a.m. Again, daylight saving time begins this coming weekend. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., it will become 3 a.m. Just a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Spring ahead, yep. Baby. Spring
we lose
ahead.
An hour sleep Sunday.
Yep.
I'll be okay. I set mine in Saturday afternoon.
I don't know the difference. So it'll be 10 o'clock.
Right.
Don't really matter to me. Yeah. Don't affect you much when you're old.
Man, I slept like crap this week. Sunday, Monday was terrible, but last night I got a good one. Got one. I got to work tonight, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got feeding the boys tonight, so it's always good. Boys like that. Got some pizzas from the bowling alley.
Get something to eat.
You know, we didn't really, we talked to Brooklyn Weirich about the bowling team, and what a neat season that they had.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that stuff's hard to happen. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Think about how far that bowling program has come.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You know?
That's pretty neat.
And you can say what you want, but the only reason that that program is as was is because Corey Gerlach.
Corey cares about it,
He does. He takes it.
Yeah. Now, he doesn't coach the girls.
Nope.
But, man, is he a cheerleader.
Right.
He's, you know.
Yeah. You know, and like us being out there, you know, I'll be out there drinking beers, and you look out, and there them kids are.
Yeah.
They're always bowling. I mean, they're always, and I'm sure that's all. They let them bowl whenever they want.
And then he puts pictures of seniors up over the top. Yeah. I think that's really cool.
That
really
promotes awesome.
The hell out
that
of that.
That is really cool.
And really, when you think about it, that is, you got to, these kids are who you're going to be serving whiskey to.
Oh,
you're
absolutely. Serve
beer to, who's going to be bowling in your league.
Yeah, they're going to, they fall in love with bowling, and all of a sudden, you got them locked forever.
Absolutely.
Well, and they'll be there for decades.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like, not like softball where you quit when you're 40.
No, that's right.
Yeah, you can keep bowling.
Fee, we got this weekend's the final regular season. We got Big Ten tournament and tournaments next week, and it's a great time of the year.
Oh, it's a great time of the year. I love all the championships and always the championship games. You know, ESPN will have everything.
And then to baseball and Reds are spring training. It's just I love this time of year.
Yeah, we got to talk to Hal's got to be fired up. It's been a long time since we've been able to get really fired up about Reds season starting out.
And next week we'll have we'll get a hold of Hal, and we'll have maybe Hal and Steve Hellwagon, depending on when the Buckeyes play.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If they don't play the first four, they won't play Wednesday. But if they get a bye, the first round bye, they wouldn't play till Thursday. So I texted him today, and he said if we don't play Wednesday, he'll
no problem.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
So we get Hellwagon on next week, and then we'll try to get Hal on.
Yeah,
and I know he's following UD a lot, right?
Yeah,
that'd be great. Show next week. And
good show.
How's UD gonna? Is you number
they're
one?
In.
Is are there? Okay.
Yeah,
they should be. In.
And how are they gonna do?
Buckeyes.
Assuming they're, you know, they play a regular whoever they would
you
play
know,
at that seed.
They have a really good player. Yeah, Holmes is a really good player, and you know, think about college basketball this year. It's so the parity is unbelievable.
It kind of is.
I mean, anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, it'll be a fun year.
Yeah,
because with. Was that EB? Is that his name at Purdue coming back? You know, you'd think with him, nobody can come within 20 points of them. They've been beat, what, three times?
I'm going to root for Purdue, I think.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
Of course.
I mean, you know.
I picked them last year. They got beat.
Me too.
First game out.
Me too.
Had them all the way to the final.
I mean, you had the same bracket probably.
I threw my bracket away after one game. That's nice. I'm out. Throw it away.
Unbelievable how that works. We want to thank those seniors, Fee, and every year they're great.
They are great. I just love when they come in and talk. Although these kids, they really get it. I mean, I just feel like they appreciate us too a little bit, and you know, and we've always been, you know, we love having these kids up here, and that's kind of why we did this.
That's a very smart class.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. It is.
And you know, they're just such good people. But we do say that every
good
year.
Good families.
But
Oh yeah, yeah. Good
Sneeze.
Good parents.
But yeah, we
Sneezer.
You know, the thing that's really good is. The ones that play basketball always get to come see you at the scorer's table.
Yep.
And you guys, you know, give them a little 5 second
raw. A little bit,
And every one of those kids knows that you love those kids. And it doesn't matter which year or which kids, you are on their side, and they understand that. And you better believe that they appreciate it because they just do.
Bobby, you said how cool it is make it a three. You know, for me as an announcer, there is nothing neater than we're down by two.
Yeah.
And we crank up a three and take the lead. And especially when you hadn't had the lead for, you know, a quarter and a half, two quarters. Man, I love it. I get it fired up. It just gives me chills when that happens.
Absolutely.
That's always fun stuff.
Yep, I'm with you. We want to thank those guys for coming in. We will, like I said, next week we'll talk to Hellweg and hopefully, and maybe try to get a hold of Hal and talk Reds. And then the following week we'll try to get a baseball coach or a softball coach in here.
Yeah, call Kevin. He'll come in.
It'll be fun. And Fee, we had a nice little thing from Jerry sent out talking about a little dedication coming up.
Yeah, coming up for Tommy and... that'll be neat. They'll put that in there. I think we got to have it. We got to tell them kids about Notre Dame and touch Tommy every time you go out.
There you go.
Tommy Galdine. He was.
They got to be neat.
I'll tell you, I am going to miss him because what he did for me every week, every game, was to walk up there and write the lineups into the scorebook.
Because
my writing is terrible.
Yep.
And, you know, he put it in there so you guys could actually read it. And I don't know how we're going to do that now.
We are going to miss him.
But
dedication to him the first game. I think
and what a fan. He was so in. He did everything he could possibly do to make that program better.
He loved being part of that.
He did.
I mean, it kept, you know, they wanted to come up with some stories and stuff, but, you know, the best one I can think is when we won the district finals, I think, against Minster, the first year we went to state, and we got those medals.
He wouldn't take it off.
He had it out there at the bowling alley afterwards. You know, everybody went home, showered up, cleaned up, came out. Tommy's got his medals on. He never been so proud in his
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is exactly
But he would never say anything.
Oh, no.
He was just high as a kite.
Oh, he was having fun.
Awesome.
That was pretty neat.
All right. We want to thank those guys for coming in. We'll be back next Wednesday night. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by three needy-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.